Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We've had it. You can now shut your mic off, Sean. He's having a day.
We're going to get this down. We'll figure this out.
We've had a segment called Cinco de Fivo. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I'm full transparency. I want to give full credit. That was a Spike Eskin creation, and I appreciate that. He had some pretty good ideas before I called him a dildo head. Like he had some good ideas. And so the Cinco...
That was an absolutely real fight.
Of course it was. I can't stand him. So every day right around 5 o'clock, Sean has a list. It's called Cinco de Fivo. It's been incredibly popular to where we're taking it with us to our new time slot. In fact, it's been renamed the Cinco de Lunch Show. And that idea came from one of our listeners named Thomas Burke. Thomas is, I think, 13 years old, listens to the show religiously, and loves the Cincos, to where he claimed, and it's clearly true based on this latest email, he would track all of the Cincos. And he actually compiled a Cinco de Fivo of the best Cincos of all time and the worst Cincos of all time.
You know what I love most about Thomas? I'm sure he's busy kid. You're 13. You got stuff going on. There's so much you have to do. He clearly wasn't listening to all of them. So he must have found them on the Free Odyssey app.
That's exactly what he
did. Or the podcast.
That's incredible. That's great work by him. Great work by Sean for podcasting. But really great work by Thomas Burke. And Thomas is also the kid who I mentioned said, hey, if you guys are going to move to that new time slot, it should be Cinco de Luncho, in which we thought about it and we agreed. It should be Cinco de Luncho.
100%.
So, Sean, I'm going to give you the option since you're the star of this segment.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to do your final Cinco de Luncho first, or Cinco de Fivo first, or would you like to hear the best and the worst Cinco de Fivos before or after your last five?
This one cannot qualify.
Yeah, for the sake of my sanity, I'd like to just get my part out of the way here.
Totally fair. So, ladies and gentlemen, for the final time under the banner Cinco de Fivo, here it is. Cinco de Fivo.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. Okay, gentlemen, it is our last Evan and Tiki show in the afternoons before we move to middays. So I had a lot of time on my hands the last couple days, and I thought about what my five most memorable moments were of the Evan and Tiki run in afternoons. Four of these are going to feature audio as a reminder, but not the top one.
Number five.
Hold on.
Here we go!
We're back.
Number five.
All right, I'm starting to lose the locker room here. Number five for me is simply Evan growing out the beard for Pete Alonso and then dyeing it awkward colors, and then us eventually seeing digital videos with Evan having a serious take with weird colored beards.
Including the Saquon, you're dead to me.
Yes.
Yes, one of the big takeaways.
Which now looks like a joke in retrospect. Because people are saying, what the hell is that guy next to Tiki talking about?
Yes, when Tiki went viral for telling Saquon he was dead to him, there was an awkward man with a purple beard sitting next to him.
Yes. All right, here we go.
Number four.
You spread the four best hitters out throughout the lineup. That way, every inning, you have one of your best hitters.
It's not going to work,
Tom. You get to lead off.
You got to give this one up. You got to pass this one out.
Just give him a time to think.
No.
No? Not even a maybe?
Hard no.
Hard no. Thank you very much. Yes.
That was the great Pete Alonso, by the way.
Yes.
While we were at Citi Field in the Cadillac Club, when we gave him Tommy's idea about spreading out the best hitters to lengthen the Mets lineup.
And Pete's reaction was gold.
Perfect.
It was great.
It was so Pete.
Now, the next one may not be everybody's memorable moment, but I know it is certainly part of Tommy and my most memorable moment. And I think it is the most memorable show open we did.
Number three.
My emotions today, most of our emotions, better be different today. They won. The New York Jets won a football game last night. There's only 17 of these. So what's different today?
I have a theory on that.
Is that they won?
Yeah.
The Jets won last night. Oh, I don't know if that means they're going to win 11, 12 games. I have some hope. I don't feel hopeless today. The way I felt at 8:45 when Aaron Rodgers was sitting in that blue tent, I was hopeless.
I'm still so mad at Evan for this
whole thing. I was happy they won. I'm a human. I like winning. I don't win a lot. When I win, I feel happy.
We had months of buildup of how much Aaron Rodgers meant to come to the New York Jets. He pops his Achilles, and at 2 o'clock, Evan's big takeaway is, well, we beat the Bills. It's not hopeless. What?
Zach Wilson's going to take us to the promised land.
Yeah. Before that, you had BTL and Unkillable. We, as people weren't Jet fans, we wanted blood that day. And we didn't get the blood we wanted from Evan Roberts.
We won the game. I was happy. I don't even regret that much.
But are you now not disappointed?
I think I look back on it as one of the worst moments in the history of the franchise. Clearly.
Exactly.
I'm talking about your take.
No, because I know. Look,
you had to know it was over.
Yeah, we knew it was one of the most moments in the history of the Jets. That's why it's a big
take. That season was over.
The thing about opinions is, how did you feel in the moment? Did it come from a real place? And the place I was at was, they won on a walk-off punt return for a touchdown.
Zach Wilson as your quarterback.
They won the game.
Who left and was supposed to be saved by Sean Payton in Denver. Did nothing. Didn't even see the field. And he goes to Miami and is the backup and didn't even start when Tua gets benched. It's Quinn Ewers. Zach is bad.
I know. There was no playoffs with Zach, to quote the great PT.
No, there were not. Okay, here we go.
Yes.
Wait, hold on.
You okay over there, Sean?
I'm realizing this is going to be very difficult. Hold on.
Number two.
He was horrible in Denver, which, by the way, with Nate Hackett as the head coach. I hate to say it, but
Nate
that's
Hackett.
The truth.
I love Nate Hackett. Forget Nate Hackett.
Okay, but he was his head coach.
Keep my friend's name out your mouth. Right. He's not anything right now.
But he was Russell Wilson's head coach.
Okay,
and when he sunk in Denver.
Anything.
But you're giving me that he won a Super Bowl.
Who cares
he sunk in Denver?
Yes, but he's coached well right now.
He's
coached unbelievably
That's
well.
That's my point.
Arthur Smith was
They're
a
not
terrible,
coaching Daniel Jones up.
Arthur Smith was a terrible head coach. Sean Payton, for whatever reason, let Russell Wilson try to be Peyton Manning. But Mike Tomlin, who stands on 15 years of winning, said, Russ, you're going to do what the hell I tell you to do. So get the coaching stuff out of your mouth unless you understand what you're talking about.
That was the moment Tiki bitch slapped Tommy Lindauer.
And it is the I hate rookies. Rookies are dumb. But we play that enough. I think we always forget about the meat and potatoes there. And the tenseness that was Tiki so mad at Tommy in that spot while we were live at Yankee Stadium.
And I wasn't there. That was really the best part of it.
That was the best part.
I was back here at the station and Sean goes, boy, you know, Tiki was staring holes through me. And I'm like, well, he was mad at me, but he was looking at you.
And the truth is, I think Tiki would admit this, he was mostly angry that our show was about 8.5 hours long that day.
I was so done. Like, can we just get this Yankee? Can they start these Yankee games at 5:20 or something?
Oh, no. Now that we've moved, I want those games at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, push them later. I'm with you.
I want Craig and Big Mac there all night long, baby.
You mean Big Mac.
That's probably true.
That's a good point.
And by the way, I talked to Big Mac about it. He's like, that sounds awesome. I don't see the problem.
Right.
Now,
I'm not going to talk up to that point anyway, so yeah, I'll go to 9.
You've heard what we played. Is there any predictions on what you think my most memorable moment is from Evan and Tiki in the afternoons?
I don't have a clue.
Oh, this is one I still pull up on YouTube and I laugh at.
I don't know. Go ahead.
Okay.
Number one.
You hate the Jets. You would love to see the Jets go 2-15. Stop it.
I love
you're
Nate
a giant.
I do not.
If this was the situation with the Giants, you'd be screaming. Yesterday, you were in Washington with the Commanders and the Bills. Okay, were you not?
I was.
Okay, so don't give me this nonsense. How you're analyzing Zach Wilson? Okay, I don't want to hear it.
All right.
It's BS.
All right, Joe.
He
sounds good.
Stinks.
I'm turning my mic off, buddy. That elicited an apology from Joe.
He did apologize.
Mm-hmm. Don't ever, ever assume that I'm talking out of my ass.
That's right.
Because if I'm
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start, Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
I'm talking football. I watched it.
Damn right. That was a pretty good moment. That's your number one moment, though?
That was my favorite moment, most memorable moment that happened. Tiki got up and left, and Joe was so
disrespectful.
That's right.
I forgot. I left the studio.
And peel back the curtain. Tiki had to do like a bunch of stuff for Odyssey where like there was like a charitable thing going on. I walked out to try to find Tiki to calm down and come back, and he's in the middle, I'm not kidding, of signing 75 footballs. It was incredible.
The incredible part was after the segment ended, I went back to talk to Tiki, and he was already over it.
I get over things quickly.
And he's like, I'm over it. And whatever. You explained what pissed you off, which you just said, like, hey, don't tell me I'm not watching the games, which is true. You go back and you watched everything. So you explained what annoyed you, but you were already buried in that shit, like, immediately.
Yeah, so I get to ask this question all the time. What did football teach you? It taught me that, just to get over stuff.
Right.
I'll give you the perfect example. The game that we referenced earlier, and to end the 06 season, we needed to win to get in the postseason. I rushed for 230-something yards or whatever it was. There was a play earlier in that game where the Redskins at the time ran this cross dog. Like, both linebackers crossed and blitzed, right? And we had a draw on. And Jim Finn, our fullback, ran to the guy who ran himself out of the play. And the guy who came to be his position drilled me. So we get to the sideline, and I'm screaming at Finney. I'm like, Finney, what are you doing? Like, your guy is right here. He's like, no. I got to stick with the Mike linebacker wherever he goes. I'm like, it doesn't make any sense. So we got into this argument on the sideline, and so we went over to the offensive lineman, and we changed it in real time. We say, if this happens again, you block the mic, the offensive line will take the guy that runs out of the play. So we ran the play, I don't know, a quarter later. They did the same thing. They cross-dogged. Finney thought about it, and he's like, okay, Tiki said to stay with this guy. He blocked the guy, went 52 yards for a touchdown. So, like, you got to get over things in order to go forward. The more you hang on to nonsense like that, the worse it is for everybody.
But here's the reality, bro. Most people hang on to nonsense. So you are, I mean, I think it's great advice, and I try to learn from that, but most people are not like that. So good job out of you.
Yeah. I like Joe, though.
Nah, of course. Joe gets emotional sometimes. So he says things, you know, Maybe just out of emotion.
That was a good list, Sean.
That was a good list, Sean.
Thank
now,
you.
Would you like to hear, according to Thomas Burke, the best Cincos and the worst Cincos? Your choice. You want best first or worst first?
I'm not going to be offended either way. Give us the best. I think it's funnier to end with the worst. So give me the best first.
Right. The best first. Now, I want to remind everybody that there are days in which Sean doesn't do the Cinco. And they're rare days because even if Tommy's off, Sean does it. Even if I'm off or Tiki's off, Sean still does it. Right? So you still do the Cincos unless you're off. Like, that's the only exception.
Okay.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, I mean, there's been times based on certain subject matter where, like, a big Knicks moment, I'll go, yeah, Tommy, you want to do it?
Okay. In fairness, in the five best Cincos of all time, three of them were not done by Sean Morash.
Three of the five best?
Wow.
Oh, that's not fair.
Number five. December 24th, 2024. So it was a Christmas Eve edition of Evan and Tiki. Mm-hmm. This was by Pat Boyle. Five most fun things to do in the snow. Despite it being on Christmas Eve, Pat delivers a great Cinco.
On Christmas, we're judging a Christmas Eve?
Hey, this is Thomas Burke's list. All show right. respect.
I will respect. Thank you, Tommy.
By the way, he's 13 now. He may be 12 when this happened.
That's right.
So he was probably like, yeah, that's what I would want to do. Oh, that's awesome.
That's a good point.
Number four. Are you ready for number four?
Number four.
January 14th, 2025. Five best things we need to clean up on the transits by Sean Morash.
Yeah.
Sean nailed it, according to Thomas.
All right. That was a good one.
Is this Thomas's list or Al Duke's? These aren't even sports related. Not even yet.
That's the beauty of the Cinco.
Yeah.
Or the soon-to-be Luncho. It doesn't have to be sports related.
Number three. This is from August 28th, 2025, and it's by Rami.
Rami.
Five things I don't understand about the U.S. Open by Rami. Rami pretty much summed up what the U.S. Open is about to the non-tennis fan. That's number three.
Yeah. Well, maybe he's a tennis fan too, Thomas. He probably plays with his dad.
Number two was by Fake Sean.
Oh, come on.
Hey, but at least you got number one, Sean.
Five, it's labeled five errands in New York. Tiki's reaction said it all. That's a top five Cinco of all time. That was your quote right after it was done.
Wow.
Five errands in New York. Do you remember that one, Fake Sean?
I do. I was basically having a conversation with Positive Tommy, the generational talent. So we went back and forth, and then I would jump in, and Tiki was like, that was amazing. Now we did the best errands in New York. So I assume it was Judge, Rogers, blah, blah, blah.
No,
blah, blah.
I think it was Judge, and Judge.
Aaron Judge.
And finally, the number one greatest Cinco of all time, luckily, was done by Sean Morash. January 28th, 2025. The five best sports board games of all time. It's a 10 out of 10 Cinco, according to young Thomas Burke.
What?
Does that make you feel good?
Sports board games of all time?
That's what he said, yeah.
Well, thanks, Thomas. I have zero memory now. So almost a year ago. All
dude,
right.
You were here for 60% of them.
Say what you want. You credit, I have no memory of.
Say what you want, but Sean has made Cinco to 5-0 into appointment listening radio. He puts a lot of work into this. And the best, according to this kid, top five, two of them are part-time fill-ins. One of them is me impersonating you, like talking out of my behind. And your best one was like you putting NFLopoly as the best board game sports one.
Well, it's not about necessarily the list. It's about the entertainment value of
but
the list.
But he's saying that, you know, Fake Sean's more entertaining.
Well, Tommy,
Pat Boyle's more
Tommy, you are a generational talent, yeah, and you now have your own show.
So is Pat Boyle.
The only thing I'm curious now is we haven't played the five worst.
Oh, you're on that one.
Then. Am I all five?
All five for Sean Morash. Are you ready?
Okay.
February 25th, 2025. The five best Matthew Stafford moments as a New York Giant by Sean. This Cinco was outrageous on so many levels. Mm.
I remember this. I projected when Stafford would become a Giant. That's all right. The moments he would have.
And in fact, he was just using us to get paid more money by the Los Angeles Rams.
And yet Sean created a fictitious world in which Stafford was a Giant and all these great things.
You're still a kid. My imagination.
Number four, March 26, 2025. The five best lines from the song Take Me Out to the Ball Game by Sean Morash.
Oh, that was an opening day one.
The less said about this unfortunate Cinco, the better. After all, it's only an eight-line song. Number three, January 23rd, 2025. The five New York fakes of all time by Sean. This Cinco was a total troll job.
Fakes?
Yeah, I don't know what that was. You remember that?
The five New York fakes?
The five fakes. New York fakes.
Yeah. I don't know.
Here's number two. March 11th, 2024. Five things I'd rather do or see than hear Garrett Cole needs an MRI. This was a bizarro Cinco that didn't make any sense.
I think I was in panic mode.
Yeah, you definitely were. Your brain wasn't functioning at this point.
And finally, the worst Cinco of all time, according to Thomas Burke, was on February 28th, 2025. The five worst moments in February. This is L-worthy because at number four on the list, Sean claims definitive proof that the New York Knicks are a second-round exit. And so there you go. The worst Cinco of all time.
Mm. But I noticed that I think four of the five happened within a six-week period last year.
So you clearly were struggling.
I think that was a tough time.
Mm. That's your excuse.
Is there something you need to talk to us about from that period?
From that period?
Yes.
February. No, I hate winter. I was post-football. I'm the most disgusted in myself and depressed post-football, pre-baseball.
This is a wonderful job by Thomas.
Yes,
I can't
well
thank
done,
you
Thomas.
Enough. It's an opinion, Sean, so don't get so offended by it.
No, I'm not.
But now we're going to put Sean to the test. So Thomas's great idea was to recreate this segment as the Cinco del Luncho.
Uh-huh.
And we have received emails from people who want to create the theme song. I've been doing AI. Some people don't like the AI. They want real music. So let's see if Sean can correctly play this email I just received from a loyal listener who created a Cinco de Luncho theme song.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to play that song?
I do, once I'm able to be alerted to where it is.
The person's name is Peter. Peter wrote the email. I wrote a Cinco de Luncho song, as well as an outro, which can be played after the Cinco. All instruments were actually played by me in my home studio. It would be great if you consider this song, as it has some guts.
That'd be great to get to Tommy. Where would I find that?
So, show meeting real quick with Evan and Tiki. I have the song. I could play it off my computer.
01-02-26 fan sent song, Cinco de Luncho intro actually stinks. This one?
Yes.
Oh, no, actually. I didn't say it stinks.
That's how you labeled it.
That's not
it. Now, let's take a listen. This is a homemade Cinco de Luncho song.
Right now, come on, let's go.
Wow. I really appreciate when listeners put in hard work. That being said, I quit if this becomes the song.
Can we at least hear the outro song? All right, Sean, great job with the Cinco de Luncho.
Right now, come on, let's go. It's time for you to go. Fish on the fashion. Cinco de Luncho.
That was great. Thank you, Peter. We do appreciate
it. Thank you, Peter. Definitely grunge.
And coming up Monday at around 12:30 with the debut of Cinco de Luncho, you will hear a theme song. I can't tell you what it is.
Yep.
I can't tell you if we've played it yet, but you'll hear something, and then you'll hear the debut of the Cinco de Luncho. Have you thought of your original and first Cinco de Luncho?
As far as what we're going to do Monday?
Yeah.
What is your Cinco de Luncho going to be?
Have you thought about it? I mean, it's the George Washington of the new time slot.
Can we let the weekend happen?
I mean, I'm just wondering if you pre-thought it.
No, I mean, I'm assuming something is going to happen that's going to bother us this weekend, football-wise. It's a Black Monday.
Oh, so you want it to be prescient. You want it to be
like, no, listen,
top of mind.
We need to just jump right in. Like, for instance, something I was already considering, because we know the Giants, we'll see about the Jets, is the five best coaching openings in the NFL, you know, on Black Monday, something like that.
By then, we might not know all the openings.
Well, I'm hoping you're right. You know what? We're not on it too anymore. We might be breaking some. You know what, T? We're going to workshop some things this weekend. I think it just dawned on me that I have to get up earlier Monday, and I hadn't even thought about it.
I'll tell you what I've thought about to do you a favor, and I don't know if anyone else around here will like this. I'm sure the lawyers will have an issue with it. So for anyone who's listened to our show for the last 2.5 years, we've been on the air for a lot of breaking news. And whenever there's breaking news, you will hear the glass break. It's a sound that you hear. And sometimes Tiki and I are in the middle of a conversation, and out of nowhere, the glass breaks. Sean is adjusting to pressing buttons. Even now, I can see the sweat rolling down his forehead.
He's like, where is that?
He's looking to find it.
There it is.
There you go. I wanted
Breaking news, I found it.
I wanted to make Sean's life easier.
Mm-hmm.
So every day I was going to simply bring in a piece of glass.
Oh.
And anytime there's breaking news, I was just going to shatter it right in front of a microphone.
And who's going to clean it up?
That's probably the issue I haven't figured out yet.
Tommy at 7.
So unless Sean can get better at this whole pressing button thing, until he is, until we're confident in him, I'm going to bring glass in every single day.
All right. By the way, I mean, pretty good. What you're learning here is I'm like a two-hour max guy. So, you know, those last 2 hours are going to be rough.
Oh, great.
So just get your best stuff in with the board the first 2 hours, and whatever happens after that, we're fine.
Yeah. Let us say a Happy New Year to Ozzy and Woodridge. What's up, Oz?
Ozzy.
Happy New Year, fellas.
Happy New Year, Ozzy.
Nah, come on, Teak. Who am I kidding? What's so happy about this new year?
It's a new year. You have so many things to look forward to because you don't know what's going to happen. You can't change the past because it's inaccessible.
No.
And the future is unknowable, according to Neil deGrasse Tyson. But we're right. We have no idea. So be happy. Be optimistic. Be positive, Tommy, about it.
Yeah, that's in my life. I'm ecstatic. But when it comes to sports talk radio, why couldn't it be Sean who was the generational talent? The future. Why does the future have to be right now? Why couldn't Sean have anything to offer now? He has to stay in the nest, and I have to deal with listening to Sean doing his same old shtick. But I do have a silver lining, though, fellas.
Yeah,
let's hear it.
Uh-huh. Sean stays with the show. He's afraid of Tiki, so I won't have to listen to most of his points because he's afraid to say it, especially about the Giants stuff. And when it comes to little Tommy, Tommy gets to say whatever he wants because when he's on the show right now, he was afraid of Tiki. Now that he has his little JV hour extended, there's going to be so much more that he's going to say that he doesn't have the fear of Tiki lurking over him.
I'm going to have an alert on my phone. So anytime Tommy has a bad New York Giant take, I'm Comrexing in.
Yeah.
I'm going to be all over his show. I hope I'm welcome to call about all his Rick's Knicks nonsense and how that blows up in his face eventually. Another one of his latest public humiliations. It's going to be fantastic.
Can you do me a favor? If you ever hear anything that's worthy of us playing, just send me a note and I will certainly pull the audio. We want to be abreast of everything, okay?
Tommy, I have a question.
Yeah.
Am I welcome on your little show?
Of course you're welcome. Once a week.
He's welcome once a week.
Once a week.
When there's two calls for 3.5 hours, trust me, he'll welcome Ozzy.
Yeah. Once a day.
He'll be texting you. Ozzy, can you call, please?
It's just going to be Ozzy and John and Maspeth alternating.
Sean, I also have a question for you.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Are you the phone answerer for Middays?
To put it there, yeah, phone answerer, button pusher. Yeah. I didn't even get executive producer. Evan got that, so yeah.
I mean, Tommy's been the phone answerer ever since he's been at WFAN, so you're the phone answerer at Midday.
You're damn right, Oz.
He's the operator.
Right. And a little message for you, Oz, and anybody else that you call. You start the words with, I don't want to get on air, but you get clicked and hung up on.
This is one of the concerns, and thank you for the call, Ozzy, that I have deeply about Sean.
I don't have the patience for it.
There are times in which we argue, we have debates, and sometimes the callers will criticize Sean. Like I remember a couple weeks ago when you were out when Sean made the crazy comment that Marty Brodeur was not as good as Henrik Lundqvist, and he actually started hanging up on people that were calling him out.
Wow.
Well, yeah. Now that he's the phone operator, he really is the Gestapo. I mean, he could basically not allow anyone to call in who disagrees with him. That is a very concerning thing that we'll have to address.
You'll never know about it. And in 2 years, everybody looks back and goes, man, nobody ever disagreed with a Sean take. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I think we'll pick up on that within 3 or 4 shows, probably. Yeah,
maybe. We'll see.
I also have this side bet. Can you not listen to this briefly, Sean? You just shut off like your earpieces or something?
Shut off my ear.
Private conversation between me, Tiki, and the audience.
Yes. Let's go.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
We don't have any breaking news other than Sean's an idiot.
So his first Cinco de Luncho, 1,000% will be about the New York football Giants.
Oh, of course it will be.
It doesn't matter what happens on Sunday.
Right.
It will be about the Giants.
Of course it will be. Just now we got to predict what it's going to be about the New York Giants.
I think it's going to be... See, I think the Giants are going to win on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get more to that when we make picks in a few minutes. Plus, we do have Idiots with Idioms. Yes, we've only done like 4 shows in the last 2 weeks,
I don't have that.
No, we have that. Don't worry about it. The executive producer took care of it.
All right, thank you.
What was I going to say now?
We're predicting what it's going to be about.
The Giants are going to win. So they're not picking number two in the draft. Mm-hmm. They're going to be picking seventh in the draft. Mm-hmm. He's going to like do like this unholy, like, we could have had all the different trade ripoffs that they would have made or things they could have done if they weren't dumb enough to win their final two games. That's my prediction.
Or he could go where my mind is, the five players the Giants can build around to get to the postseason next year.
Oh, so a positive Cinco.
A positive Cinco.
Yeah.
I mean, positive Tommy's not here.
That's true.
So we need some positive Sean.
And truth is, Sean is a shill sometimes when it comes to the Giants. Like, after the Giants beat the Raiders, and I was so pissed off, because obviously it impacted the Jets, I turned on Talking Giants to hear what he would say, and he's like, I think we're better off this way.
You are.
And I'm like, you're better off.
You are.
How?
You're not. We are.
I didn't say better off. I said it's not that big a deal.
I heard better off.
Yeah.
That's what I think I heard.
Yeah, I said I still would have preferred the number one pick, but it's not that big a deal because we're still in play for the number one pick this weekend.
So some may say, no biggie.
No biggie.
No
biggie.
By the way,
I think I've settled. I'm going to do the five best types of sandwiches.
And I don't say that to hold anything against them. Like, you have to play who's on your schedule. Mm. And if you win, good for you. And if you lose.
I saw this stat. It's unbelievable.
This is incredible. They have had the weakest schedule in the NFL of any schedule in the last 20 years. So it's not just the weakest schedule this season. No team has had a weaker strength of schedule than the Patriots have had. Their opponents' combined winning percentage going into the final week of the year is 386, which is insane.
It makes you wonder how good they actually are.
It's fair.
Especially when the add-on stat to that is that the Giants have had more wins against above 500 teams than the Patriots.
They've also had many more opportunities.
True.
In fairness.
True, because they had a ridiculously hard schedule.
Exactly. So I think, like, I get it. Like, that is so true. But the Patriots have also had fewer opportunities to show that they're legit.
True.
Because they haven't played good teams.
But they also have blown out the bad teams.
They've done a great job.
Yeah, the reality is, other than the Bills game, which is not, they're not a bad team, they get these massive leads, and they just kind of chill.
That's the truth.
And it came back to bite them with the Bills. That's why that stat exists.
No doubt. So comparing them to the other teams that have had historically bad strength of schedules, again, their number is 386. The lowest prior to them were the 2007 Seahawks, whose strength of schedule was 414, and the 2010 Kansas City Chiefs, whose strength of schedule was 414. They both went 10-6. They both made the playoffs. The Chiefs lost immediately in the postseason. The Seahawks won a playoff game before losing in the divisional round. So what does that tell you?
Nothing.
Nothing! No, it's just, it's more interesting than informative. And again, I don't like the New England Patriots, but I do want to be fair about this. You got to play who's on your schedule. Like, you don't get to throw this back. They still have a chance to be the number one seed if things fall the right way on Sunday for them. So
you play who you have to play.
That's it. Now, does that make me skeptical about, A, their success in the postseason? Sure. Does it make me skeptical about next season? Absolutely. I think that's fair. Look, a big part of why I took a beating from you guys earlier this year about why I thought the Giants were going to win four or five games, which is the number I was at, was more about the schedule than it was the talent or the coaching. Now, ultimately, talent and coaching.
It became about the, really more about the coaching.
More about the coaching.
But, yeah, I can see that. I can see why you thought that. The Giants have good players on their teams. Not like they're bereft of talent.
That's what I thought.
They just haven't figured out how to win games consistently.
And I thought going into the season that their death sentence was going to be their schedule's really tough. So, like, I don't want to hear from Sean specifically. Oh, well, they had a tough schedule. Yeah, no kidding. That's why I thought they were only going to win four or five games. Like, sometimes that doesn't matter. I know we're going to do that again next year. We're going to look at the schedule, and you're going to say rightfully so, Evan, it's football, things change. Sometimes they don't change, though.
Maybe Mike and Chris were onto something when they were doing the, all right, let's look at this Cowboys. Oh, that's a win. That's a loss. Loss, win. Loss. I mean, it matters sometimes.
Sometimes it does. Sometimes it doesn't. Now, throughout the days, when we do shows throughout the week, sometimes we misuse idioms, which is why we created a brand new segment every Friday right around 5:30, which I guess will move to 1:30 starting on Monday or starting on next Friday. It's called Idiots with Idioms.
Hey, you know what time it is? It's Idiots with Idioms.
Idiots with Idioms.
Idiots with Idioms.
Idiots with Idioms.
Laugh till you split your sides. Idiots with Idioms.
Now, usually this involves Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and you may say, this is literally the only show I've been on this week, and you guys literally did Monday,
Tuesday.
Monday, Tuesday.
Yep.
So these idioms involve not just Monday and Tuesday, not just the previous Monday and Tuesday. I was here on Monday, Sean wasn't, but he was here on Tuesday, I wasn't. It includes those 2 days, these 2 days, and also the following Football Friday, and yet we had a long list of misused idioms. So, ladies and gentlemen, here are our misused idioms as heard on Evan and Tiki.
Like, the Jets have, they can't just put their, all their ducks in.
The drafting well?
Yeah. Is that right?
The ducks? Ducks in the well?
No, pond? Ducks in a row.
Put the ducks, all their ducks in the pond? Before we get to your calls, Tiki, I just did want to kind of further back up everything I was saying in terms of why I, after breathing on it.
Right, it's an interesting talking point for the smashing heads out there to talk about.
I saw teams starting Tyler Huntley and Malik Willis go dual threats at each other Saturday night, play hard.
And it pitched a dome stadium
right
to the Chiefs, but apparently it did not pass muster.
Looking for a great stocking soap? A point, like we saw with Edwin Diaz, the cart may be out of the barn.
Mm-hmm. We had a, best word to describe it is a come to par game for Abdul Carter.
I will do it again with clown stick, face stick on me. And we keep acting like this Raven team is just like given the birthright to get into the playoffs.
That was a good list.
That was a clown stick. What the hell was I talking about? I don't even know.
I have no idea.
And I think in the first clip, you were looking for eggs in the basket.
Yes, yes, yes. I don't know why I got ducks. Ducks in a row.
Your ducks in a row.
You want to make sure all your ducks are in a row. Yes. You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket.
Right. I was thinking both. I conflated them.
What I really enjoyed about this one is I was not featured a lot. This was a lot of Tiki and Sean. And very little Tommy. Tommy does not misuse idioms. I give you credit, man.
I have a sneaky suspicion I'll be appearing more now that I have 5 hours on the radio.
Well, that's only if Dan, who basically works for the show and provides all these misused idioms, that's only if he listens to that show. And I can't tell you if he will or not. So I don't think I'll be able to find the misused idioms. We need the help, unfortunately. We'll make our NFL picks in a minute, but let's go to Dave in Trenton, who's waited. What's up, Dave?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All's good, man.
All good. So basically, I want to talk about stability. Like, I'm a Giant fan, so, but this is stability.
Yeah.
You remember in, well, you guys, I don't remember, in 78, Pete Rozelle calls up Wellington Mara, sits him down, and says, hire George Young.
Yeah.
And that's what the Jets need. They need someone to sit Woody Johnson down and say, listen, dude, you're New York.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
City, we need you to win. You know?
Yeah. No, you're right about that. And that decision the Giants hiring George Young was the greatest thing that they did for their organization. They won a bunch of championships after that. And I think it's different world in sports now, and in football in particular. And so it's harder, I think, to draft now than it ever was, mainly because there's too much information. There's too much stupid stuff that we rely upon to judge a college kid. Like, you remember this was a C.J. Stroud situation when he got drafted in 23 or 22, whatever year it was that C.J. Stroud was drafted, Bryce Young in that draft. People thought he wasn't going to be a good NFL quarterback because of some stupid test. Had nothing to do with football. Had everything to do with how fast he could process word questions or whatever it was. And it got leaked. And it feels like those type of things happen every single year. Non-football related stuff becomes a determining factor on whether or not a kid is going to be good in the NFL or not. And it's just one data point that's worth noting, but it's irrelevant.
The biggest issue, and I've heard this point for many years, whether it's about the Jets, the Giants, or any other team in any sport, it's a cross-sport reference of a commissioner getting involved to save a New York team, is what I would ask to any Jet fan, or even our last caller who's a Giant fan, if Roger Goodell stepped in and said, you know what, I'm sick of the Jets sucking. I'm sick of it. I want it to change. Who would even be the person that he would install to save the Jets?
Yeah, there's too many options out there now.
But I don't think there's an easy option.
Well, that's what I mean. There's no George Youngs
sitting out there. And I don't think Woody Johnson, and I'm no fan of Woody Johnson, but I don't think Woody Johnson isn't trying. It seems like every 3 or 4 years he does try.
Or the GMC hires, or it's not like they're not trying.
Right, and they're also widely viewed as good. Like, when they hire Joe Douglas, all I heard is, this is a guy.
Right,
this
Ravens pedigree. He's got all this Jets as well.
Yeah, even Robert Saleh. When Robert Saleh was hired, it was widely loved. So I don't know what the answer is, what the magic elixir is to save the New York Jets. It's almost, I'll use the Knicks as an example, because for so many years the Knicks were viewed as the Jets. James Dolan, want to say it was a broken clock syndrome? That's fine. He finally got it right.
Mm-hmm.
He hired the right person.
Right.
And when they hired Leon Rose, I'll never forget when they did it. It was the early days of being on this slot. And Joe was on vacation. I was doing the show with Kim Jones that day, the great Kim Jones. And I remember us absorbing the idea of Leon Rose taking over. And I said to her, I have no idea.
Yeah, he's an agent. How does he know how to do this?
It could be great. It could be brilliant. It may be a disaster. Well,
the only thing I think helped is that when you hire an agent, that agent has so many relationships in that world. Right? He knows players. He knows other agents. He knows a lot of teams. Mm-hmm. He's probably done like data builds on a lot of these teams. So it just gives you a little bit more, I think, intel on what the league is doing, as opposed to getting caught in your own mind.
And I think that's what we thought. Like, oh, the people he knows, the agents he knows, the players he'll be able to sign as free agents. And that's not exactly how they won. I mean, Jalen Brunson wasn't the missing superstar. He turned into the missing superstar. But I think the point is, and the reason I do look at the Knicks, as much as I may dislike them, as the saving hope, the beacon of hope, the saving grace,
right,
is that they were the Jets before the Jets were the Jets.
Yeah.
And they finally got it right.
I think what I appreciate most about Leon is the process. Like, we don't know it. We have no idea.
He's very secret.
Because he doesn't talk about it. It almost would be better if we didn't know. Because then you can just operate with your plan in line, as opposed to getting derailed by someone else's opinion on
it. Honestly, I think the Jets are trying to do that right now. Like, the Darren Mooji, Aaron Glenn era, and it's early, and obviously the first year wasn't successful. We really don't know.
Well, from a GM standpoint, you could argue that it has been successful because they have 5 first-round picks in the next 2 years.
Yes, and I think some of the assets that he's acquired, even players that he's brought in. Yeah. Yes, I think Darren Mooji's off to a good start as Jet GM, but eventually it has to turn into results.
Yeah, it's no different than Joe Douglas. It felt like, what's his name? Jamal Adams. The Jamal Adams trade. It was a coup.
And it worked if you look at what those picks turned into, but ultimately you got to win games.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing when we talked about Joe Shane. Like, you could tell me about all the good picks you want. You could tell me all the good moves you want. You got to win.
Yeah.
And so eventually there needs to be victories.
It's got to translate into W's, and it's what Leon Rose has done. It translated immediately into winning and continued advancement each and every season.
It sounds like a slight, Tommy, and I swear to God it's not. Anytime I get depressed about the Jets or the Brooklyn Nets and the future of their franchise, I look at the Knicks and say, why not us?
Mm-hmm.
Because they were worse than both of them.
No, you're 100% right. And there were people screaming for Dolan to sell the team. Same thing we heard from a caller earlier. Yep. Dolan did not sell the team, and he now has two successful franchises, by the way, at the Garden. So
he's got one.
I mean, the Rangers have been a successful.
Okay. That's cute. They got deep in the playoffs two seasons ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, they stink now.
They stink right now.
Well,
but
that's because they're stripping down the team.
I mean, they're 4 points out of a playoff spot, but I digress.
Hired the wrong head coach, but yeah.
We're also playing in the NHL's premier event tonight.
They are. My sister,
that
my
was
brother-in-law.
2 years ago, by the way.
That's true. It's really the Panthers that are playing, and they're just thinking a New York team in there. My family's there. They're right now at Lone Depot Park getting set for Panthers-Rangers. My sister's been sending me all these pictures of meeting all these legends. It's a big, big event down there in South Florida.
Legends of the Florida Panthers or the Marlins?
I can't recognize the people, so I'm assuming they're legends.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Huey Krupp is there.
Okay. They're probably just rich people who live in Florida.
That's true.
They're nobodies.
That may be the case. Today's NFL picks are presented by the Cash App. It is over in terms of winning. Tommy Lugauer has brought home the regular season crown. He has a record of 48-34.
Asterisk because of the Alcintron week where I went 3-0.
It really doesn't matter because Sean is trailing him by 5 games.
Yeah, so it does matter because I went 0-3 instead of 3-0.
Okay, so you'd be 2 games back.
Uh-huh.
Well, how about Monday when I gave my pick to the producer and he didn't actually say it on the air?
He did.
You're a liar. Smirk.
He did.
I said to Sean.
You nailed it.
Yeah, Falcons.
You said the Falcons.
Thank you.
We said that's the one I was thinking of, the Falcons-Rams game. Oh. Did we include that one?
No, because we didn't get your pick.
Oh.
No.
So they...
And I lied to Tommy that we didn't have this.
All I know is Tommy won, Sean's going to finish in second, and me and Tiki, believe it or not, are separated by a half a game going into the final weekend. We both have been bad, but we're separated by a half game. So obviously, the Jet game, no Giant game for Tiki since he calls it right here on The Fan with the pre and the post. And then any game you want. So as the victor and as your final show with us in an official role, Tommy Lugauer, let's kick it off week 18. In the NFL.
All right, game number one for me is going to be one of the important ones. Saturday night, the 49ers have become the darling of the NFL right now. They're scoring 40 points a game. They're rocking and rolling. And yet, they're the underdog in this game? That's interesting. And I think the reason they're the underdog in this game is because a lot of people look at Seattle. They have a much better defense. And I know people... I'm taking Seattle. There's a long way to get there. Sam Darnold on the road late in the year. People are like, Sam Darnold's going to turn into a pumpkin. Not against this defense. The Niners defense is not very good. And I trust Seattle to get a stop more than I do the Niners defense. And it's very telling that Seattle is now favored by 2.5. So give me Seattle in game number one. Game number two, honestly, why are we picking the Jet games at this point? Seriously, I don't know. I don't even know what to say about them. Give me Buffalo. Josh Allen's going to go out there for the ceremonial. Mikal Bridges, he'll take one snap and then go sit on his ass the rest of the game. Doesn't matter. I don't even know who the Bills' backup is. They'll smoke the Jets.
Mitchell Trubisky, right?
Mitchell Trubisky. So give me the Bills -7.5.
Mitchell Trubisky made a play against the Jets earlier this season.
He did.
Remember that against Sauce?
That corner, that flag route.
It was just unbelievable. It was like Mitch Trubisky threw that ball.
Yeah.
Game number three for me, I think Dallas is going to want to play. I think there'll be obviously more Cowboy fans than Giant fans. I know Dallas is out of it, but still, they have more to look to than the Giants at this point as far as a fan base. So I think Dallas fans will sort of flood the building. It's 3.5. I think the Giants find a way to cover and lose the game. Give me the Giants +3.5. Giants +3.5, Bills -7.5, and Seattle -2.5.
Sean Morash.
All right, game number one, I'm going right to where the day starts tomorrow. Carolina's closing out this division. I think Tampa Bay is just battered. They're not the same team. Now, it would be very funny to watch the Bucs win and then the Falcons win and the Bucs still get eliminated. Be very NFC South. But I think Carolina, I'm getting 3 points on the road. I think they have a big come to the NFC South moment here with Dave Canales. Give me the Panthers to win the division on Saturday, getting 3. Game number two. The Jets have this unbelievable honor of ending Bill Belichick's reign as Patriots coach, getting that much-needed win to squash all this bad stuff between the Jets and Patriots. And obviously, it's paid dividends, as you've seen in the weeks that have followed. The Jets get to go into Buffalo and close that house of horrors out. This is the last game that will be played in Orchard Park unless they find a way to get a wild card, run in them and host a game. I think the Jets close out in Buffalo with a win and push themselves further back into territory. Give me the Jets outright. And game number three.
You are such a troll because that's what you want to have happen.
I can see Aaron Glenn doing, the moonwalk down the sideline, the whole thing. Close that stadium down. Now game number three. The last time the last time we see Jackson Dart work with Mike Kafka. What a joy that'll be. And then we can move on and play real quarterback after that. Tiki, there's a theme in this game. Joe Milton, your guy. I think he's going to appear in the second half of this game. And I think the theme of the New York Football Giants season in terms of blowing fourth quarter leads, we end it that way too. Joe Milton terrorizes the Giants in the fourth quarter and leads to a Cowboys cover late. Give me the Cowboys laying the 3.5 and the Giants lose.
Tiki Barber!
I agree with Tommy on the Jets. Give me the Bills. What is that, 7.5?
Give 7.5.
Then I'm going to hold both Saturday games. Carolina Panthers, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is at home in Tampa. They have been abysmal defensively, and the Saints have actually been pretty good on defense. They're a top 10 defense in the NFL right now. But there's something about Baker Mayfield. We talked about him a little bit earlier. He could have been a Jet, and who knows how the fortunes of that franchise change, the Jets franchise, if he's the quarterback. I think he's going to pull his magic. At home, laying 3 points, I think they win this game against the Carolina Panthers. So going directly against you, Sean. Then I'm going to go directly against you, Tommy. The 49ers are also at home. A home dog, the storied 49ers franchise, and Kyle Shanahan as the offensive coordinator, Robert Saleh as the defensive coordinator. They're going to make it crazy for Sam Darnold. I like the 49ers getting 2.5 points at home.
All right, game number one, I'm going to the game I can't wait for. And I think this is the game, obviously, of the weekend. It's a reason it got flexed to Sunday night. I mean, this is AFC North, black and blue, rivalry football, two kind of legendary quarterbacks in weird spots. Is this the end of Aaron Rodgers? Is this the end of Lamar Jackson in Baltimore? The coaches may be gone, as successful as they've been. And it's for the AFC North. And I think we'd all admit that either team would actually be relatively dangerous.
No, I agree.
Once they get in.
Especially if Lamar Jackson is healthy.
No doubt. And Lamar Jackson is healthy. And Lamar Jackson's pissed. Because a week ago, a story came out, I think it was the Baltimore Sun, questioning his work ethic, questioning his commitment, and even suggesting that maybe a breakup is inevitable. The Baltimore Ravens are winning the AFC North in Pittsburgh on Sunday night. And the Aaron Rodgers era in Pittsburgh, and it will end on Sunday night. Now, I don't know if he's going to retire. I don't know if he's going to end up with the Minnesota Vikings next year, which is probably my official prediction. Got to make sense when you think about it. Right. Eventually, he follows that Brett Favre model.
Right, Brett Favre did the same thing.
But I love the Ravens in this game. I do, and I think that, unfortunately, in Pittsburgh, the DK Metcalf story is going to last forever. Like, if you're in Pittsburgh right now thinking about this division, you're debating Mike Tomlin. I don't think you're done with Aaron Rodgers. He's probably kind of an afterthought right now. But that DK Metcalf injury could cost them the division.
Not injury, suspension.
Injury, suspension. I'm sorry, for punching the fan. Which we still don't even have clarity on that whole thing. But I think the Ravens are coming out strong
and
on
Derrick
Sunday
Henry's going to rush for 200 yards again.
You're damn right. Throw that in there. Derrick Henry's going down for 200. $165. Give me the Baltimore Ravens laying the 4 in Pittsburgh. And that line seems kind of big. And Tommy's tried to teach me when a line looks weird, you know, they're trying to do something to you. I don't know what they're trying to do to me other than the fact I think the Ravens are going to kick their ass on Sunday night. And it will help fulfill my long, long-term prediction of Mike Tomlin ending up as head coach of the New York Giants that I stated back on June 28th. On Evan and Tiki. Give me the Ravens in game number one, laying the 4 in Pittsburgh against the Steelers. Game number two. I don't think Sean's going to be right that the Jets are going to win, but I kind of think they're going to scare us. Like, I think that for those that are needing some kind of sign that Aaron Glenn still has life, that the team hasn't completely quit on him, I think you're going to get that on Sunday. I think they're going to play reasonably well. Tommy laid out number one. Josh Allen's going to start, and then he's coming out of the game. He's pulling a Mikal Bridges. He stole my line. But that's okay. And look, Mitchell Trubisky will have his moments. And I think there's going to be a moment in the fourth quarter in which Jet fans are going to be worried. Like, oh, crap. We're going to go from picking 3 to 7. But I think ultimately Buffalo will win, but they will not cover. I think the Jets and Aaron Glenn go into the offseason with at least a, hey, we battled. We competed. Give me the Jets getting the 7.5 in Buffalo against the Bills. And in game number three, I made this clear at the top of the show. So you can rewind on the Odyssey app to hear it the first time, but I'll say it a second time. The Giants are going to kick the Cowboys' tuchuses. I feel it on every level. The Giants' season has been so odd in that they're bad, but they're not bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that against a Dallas team that is probably pissed off at the head coach and the front office that got rid of Diggs, that are still ticked off, that Micah Parsons and Jerry Jones are still going at it, that don't care about this game because there's nothing on the line, I think the Giants come out more motivated. They showed you last week against the Raiders. They don't care about tanking. You know, they don't. They're not, oh, we have a mission to tank. That's not what players think. That's what fans think. Rightfully so. I'm not even disagreeing with you. I think the Giants are going to come out and dominate them. And I think Sean is going to be so conflicted on talking Giants because a part of him is going to want to be pumped up like, hey, we beat the Cowboys. We played well. But his dream of picking number one is going to go and they're going to pick seventh.
Okay.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.